Thanks for joining us in Exodus 31. Here's what I'm going to be thinking about today. I'm going to be thinking about how much God wanted his people, the Israelites, to understand his holiness and his desire to be with them. He shows them this in building the tabernacle, a place where his holiness and presence would dwell. It is overwhelming to think that in his mercy and grace, he would partner with humans, fallen, sinful, and weak people, to accomplish his plan. I loved how with each part of the story, it was never about human scheming or human effort, but each detail was by God's design and plan, and could only be accomplished through his power. And although the Israelites didn't know it at the time, every single part of the tabernacle was a picture of Jesus, who would one day come to earth as God in the flesh to dwell with us and in us. We live on the other side of the cross, and it's such a privilege to get to be the church, the people who carry the presence of Jesus in the world. Now more than ever, when so much of our world is in chaos and is looking for hope, we don't have to shrink back in fear or feel inadequate or alone, but we can trust that God's Spirit lives in us and will equip us for everything that he has called us to do.